Offside. Mirovniška artilerija. Navijači londonskega nogometnega kluba Arsenal, znani kot Gunners ali Topničarji, protestirajo proti sponzorstvu Visit Ruande in pozivajo k prekinitvi pogodbe s klubskim sponzorjem za naslednjo sezono. Podporniki kluba, združeni pod imenom Gunners for Peace, so na družbenih omrežjih tako objavili sarkastični promocijski video Visit Tottenham. V Tottenhamu domuje Arsenalov glavni nasprotnik Tottenham Spurs, toda kot z izbiro destinacije poudarjajo navijači Arsenala, je karkoli boljša izbira od Ruande. Arsenal je pogodbo z Visit Ruando podpisal leta 2018, na kar jo je leta 2021 podaljšal. Sponzor je v obdobju od leta 2023 do 2024 v klub prinesel okoli 10 milijonov funtov, v zameno pa je med drugim logo Visit Ruande dobil stalno mesto na rokavu dresa Arsenalovih nogometašov. Navijači sodelovanju kluba z Visit Ruando nasprotujejo zaradi diktature ruandskega predsednika Paula Kagameja in njegove stranke Ruandska patriotska fronta ter ruandskega vmešavanja v državljansko vojno v Demokratični republiki Kongo. Združeni narodi Ruando obtožujejo financiranja in zalaganja uporniške skupine Gibanje 23. marca, krajše M23, z orožjem. Poročajo tudi o neposrednem vključevanju ruandske vojske. Podrobne razloge za nasprotovanje sponzorstvu Visit Ruande pojasni Matt Pearson, športno-politični novinar.
It depends on your sort of perspective of state intervention in football. You know, we see it a lot in sort of club ownership terms with City and Newcastle and Paris Saint-Germain, who are also one of the clubs associated with Rwanda. I think in Rwanda's case, it's because their president Paul Kagame is sort of a dictator by most measures. You know, gets elected every time with 99% of the vote, but is not sort of universally popular in real terms. They've got a sort of terrible human rights record, and obviously the sort of history of Rwanda is pretty complex in the last sort of 30 years or so. And it just, I think for a lot of fans, it's hard to understand why rich clubs like Bayern Munich or Arsenal or PSG need to be associated with sort of questionable regimes in Africa, especially for sort of, I don't know, €5 million a year or whatever they get. But for the amount these clubs pay out and get in, it's a pretty negligible difference. And for fans, you know, clubs are sort of not just businesses, they're sort of identity and, you know, culture and history. And it just sort of feels like selling out their beliefs to a lot of fans, I think, and selling out, you know, what they associate their club with.
Na vzhodu Demokratične republike Kongo poteka državljanska vojna, predvsem med vladnimi silami in uporniško skupino M23. Gre za etnično tucijevsko uporniško skupino, nastalo z odcepitvijo od kongovske vojske leta 2021, ki je najmočnejša izmed več kot 100 uporniških milic, ki se bojujejo za nadzor nad rudno bogatim vzhodnim delom Konga. M23 po obtožbah kongovske vlade materialno podpira Ruanda, čemur pritrjujejo Združeni narodi. Glede na julijsko poročilo Združenih narodov ima ruandska vojska na vzhodu Demokratične republike Kongo nastanjenih med 3000 in 4000 vojakov. Januarja je M23 izvedla ofenzivo v vzhodnih provincah Severni in Južni Kivu in do konca meseca zavzela Gomo, prestolnico Severnega Kivuja z okrog 1 milijon prebivalci, ki je pomembno gospodarsko in prometno središče. Po oceni Združenih narodov je pri osvojitvi mesta sodelovalo najmanj 500 ruandskih vojakov. Februarja je M23 zavzela še mesto Bukavu, prestolnico province Južni Kivu. Na to so prejšnji mesec vlada in tucijevski uporniki začeli mirovna pogajanja v Katarju. Kongovska vlada poleg umešavanja v državljansko vojno obtožuje Ruando, da pleni surovine na ozemlju pod nadzorom M23. Kampanjo imenovano Visit Rwanda je ruandska vlada zagnala leta 2018, njen namen pa sta privabljanje turistov in tujih investicij ter širša promocija države izven afriške celine. Ena od ključnih strategij države je prav promocija preko sponzorstv športnih klubov in tekmovanj, kamor sodita na primer Afriška košarkaška liga in najljubši klub ruandskega predsednika Paula Kagameja, Arsenal. Več o ruandski promociji preko športa pojasni sogovorec.
To start with Rwanda first. I think from their perspective it's fairly clear. I mean, the sort of official line is that you know, it's to boost their tourism. Visit Rwanda is the sort of tourism arm of the government. In reality, they've made a pretty big play in recent years for sort of sports events in a similar way to Saudi at a much sort of lower level, I suppose. They've sort of forged these relationships with the NBA. They're looking at a Formula One Grand Prix. And obviously, they have these football relationships with some of the biggest clubs. So for them, I think, or for Kagame, it's a sort of reputation thing. They want to be seen in a more positive light by the sort of, I don't know, the world outside Africa, I suppose, mainly. And they want to, you know, paint their image as sort of glamorous and, you know, glossy top-level sport. There's also the sort of internal thing where I think Kagame wants to be seen as a sort of leader for Africa, and that sort of plays well into that as well. For the clubs, I personally find it a little bit harder to understand. As I said, I think Bayern, the estimate is they get sort of 5 million euro a year, which is very little, really, to a club like Bayern. I struggle to see what's in it for them, really. I think they would say, oh, you know, we're sort of having an academy in Rwanda and it helps us, you know, get a market there and understand the sort of opportunities there. But I think I and a lot of people would question if that 5 million euro is worth the potential PR downside.
Arsenalovi podporniki prvič organizirajo protestno kampanjo proti sponzorju. Politično udejstvovanje navijaških skupin je, kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, v Angliji neobičajno. Potem se razlikujejo od nogometnih navijačev v Nemčiji, kjer so podporniki Bayerna Münchna leta 2022 v času svetovnega nogometnega prvenstva v Katarju protestirali proti sponzorstvu Qatar Airways. Junija naslednje leto Bayern tako ni podaljšal pogodbe za sponzorstvo s katarskim letalskim prevoznikom, vendar je dva meseca zatem podpisal petletno pogodbo z Visit Rwando. K preklicu te pogodbe je kongovska vlada Bayern pozvala februarja letos, ko je isti poziv naslovila tudi na Arsenal in francoski klub Paris Saint-Germain. Proti sodelovanju Bayerna z Visit Rwando nemški navijači na tekmah protestirajo od začetka sponzorstva. Razlike med vključevanjem navijačev v klubsko politiko v Angliji in Nemčiji pojasni Pearson.
Fans of Premier League clubs particularly, or high-level English clubs, are quite detached from politics and from their clubs and from sort of engagement as sort of fans as opposed to consumers. It's very rare. I was quite surprised that Arsenal did put out this because it's very rare. You don't see any significant sort of protests from Manchester City fans or Newcastle fans about their sort of Gulf State ownership. In Germany, that wouldn't be allowed to happen, you know, partly because there are regulations to prevent that. They have something called the 2+1 rule, which means, it's a bit complex, but it means essentially that shares in the club must be owned 50% plus one share by members or essentially fans in most cases. When there's been attempts to circumvent that, like Red Bull Leipzig, that's been kind of universally frowned upon by fans across the board. There's a sort of united front to fight some of these issues. The same with Bayern and their association with Qatar and the Qatar World Cup and the Saudi upcoming World Cup. There's a much greater level of engagement with Rwanda specifically. Germany have sort of, as a government, and I think both governments actually have sort of lessened aid and sort of criticized Rwanda for their involvement in the conflict in DR Congo and in the east of the country. So I don't know how much that's cut through with the general public, you know, in a world where there are so many sort of large-scale conflicts, some of which are sort of closer to home. I think, as a rule, German fans are much more politically engaged, much more prepared to sort of set aside club loyalties for sort of the greater good, I suppose, to fight causes that they think are relevant and important, and that includes sort of state intervention in football. So I think that's the difference. Like, it's kind of interesting to see an Arsenal fan group take this stand with this video criticizing the club. We don't see a lot of that, so interesting to see if that will sort of catch light, I think.
Sogovornik podrobneje opiše precedens kampanje navijačev Bayerna proti sponzorstvu Qatar Airways.
The obvious sort of comparison, I guess, I sort of cover mostly German and European football, but German focus is Bayern Munich's sort of deal with Qatar Airways. That was controversial for similar reasons, you know, Qatar's human rights record, and their sort of involvement in football. There were sort of pretty big and prolonged protests against that. There was a pretty chaotic sort of AGM where the strength of fan feeling became fairly apparent. And Bayern did not renew that deal, largely, it seemed, as a result of the sort of uproar against it. But they then replaced it with Rwanda. The question of, I don't know whether that now looks not so much like a moral decision, but possibly a financial one. So that's the obvious sort of counterpoint in Germany. And I think there is sort of a chance that the fan opposition will force them into a bit of a corner again. But so far, it's not quite as vocal as it was for Qatar. I think Qatar are a bigger, football fans know more about them because of the World Cup. There's sort of a knowledge base there that there isn't necessarily with Rwanda. That's sort of the obvious sort of historical precedent, I suppose.
Kot ocenjuje novinar, je bilo nasprotovanje navijačev takrat odločilno za konec sodelovanja kluba s spornim sponzorjem.
Qatar Airways deal with Bayern Munich that touched on earlier. I think that was signed at a time when the Qatar World Cup was very much in the news and was controversial because of the way that they built their stadiums and the workers' deaths and the general human rights, gay rights issues in that country. Bayern ended that deal, but not before its expiration. Essentially, they didn't renew. Would they have renewed had there not been pressure from the fans? I mean, we don't know, but quite possibly. I think there was a pretty sustained pressure there, and they weren't able to resist it in the end. I don't think clubs do it lightly, because I think they see it as, you know, a pretty big part of their business model. And, you know, I think they go into these things with their eyes open. They know that there's going to be some pushback, and they hope to sort of ride it out. Often they do that by just ignoring the issue. That's what Bayern are doing on Rwanda, really. We've been trying to get something out of them. They said they'd send people out to check things out in February, and we've heard nothing since. That's the most sort of obvious recent comparison, I suppose. I don't get the impression that the strength of feeling is as strong on Rwanda at the minute, but we'll see what happens.
Sponzorstvu Visit Rwanda ne nasprotujejo zgolj v Nemčiji in Združenem kraljestvu, temveč tudi v Franciji. Podporniki francoskega kluba Paris Saint-Germain so ob koncu januarja pričeli zbiranjem podpisov za peticijo proti podaljšanju pogodbe z Visit Rwando, ki je bila prvič sklenjena leta 2018. Kljub 75 tisoč zbranim podpisom je bila francoska pobuda neuspešna, saj je francoski klub prejšnji teden pogodbo podaljšal za nadaljni 2 leti. Arsenalovi navijači pa še imajo možnost, da iz svojega kluba izženejo Rwando, kot so Arsenalovi igralci iz Lige prvakov izgnali Real Madrid. Offside je pripravila Vajenka Ajla, idejo je prispeval Tim, kafu je izpekal Matej.
APR podaja do lektorja. Lektor sedaj brez potrebe preigrava, rešuje glasbena. Glasbena po sredini do TTRŠ in TTRŠ visoko podaja do SZN v prazni kazenski prostor in neverjetno, kakšno priložnost je zapravil SZN. Nedvomno bo sledila menjava SZN, takšnih potez si ekipa enostavno ne more privoščiti.